Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 94. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 73. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 95. Slight chance for storms Thursday and Friday, 89. Thursday, 92. Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the governor's race of 2026's midterm elections continuously heating up, with more candidates throwing their head in the ring, current insurance commissioner Vicki Schmidt says she's looking for that Republican nomination to go into the governor's race next year after what she says is a successful term as an insurance commissioner in the state.
My college career, wanting to be a pharmacist, and I became a pharmacist because I love helping people. So then I had a stint at the state senate and then ran for insurance commissioner. Thought I could help a little more people in that office, and we have returned over $145 million back to Kansas families, and we've reduced the cost of doing business by over $75 million. I think that's government efficiency at its best. That's not right. A buzzword for me. It is actual things that we have to. It's an operational mandate for me.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, along with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, has announced that there is a recall in effect starting July 17th from a company of Kiam Foods Incorporated based out of Massachusetts, where they have announced recalling more than 24,000 pounds of chicken sausage products that may contain pieces of plastic. According to the report, they say the 11-ounce of vacuum-packed packages containing four pieces of the all-natural alfresco chicken sausage sweet apple with Vermont-made syrup has a date of October 1st, 2025, printed on the back label, where more than three individuals have sent in complaints to the producer regarding white pieces of plastic inside the recalled product. According to the federal health officials, they say they are worried that individuals may still have the products within their stores and refrigerators or freezers at home, where people who did purchase the product are encouraged to throw them away or return them. It is a nationwide product with many stores across the state of Kansas carrying the product, and you can call the company for recall information. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill in Washington, D.C., some in Nebraska say it could be affecting their statewide budget, with Democrats saying that it could also hurt those that may be dependent on government health care and the Medicaid programs. As according to the Democrat Party for the state of Nebraska, they say they are concerned about those that may go uninsured.
There's about 78,000 Nebraskans who are now going to be without medical care. And that is going to mean more money that counties and our state are going to have to come up in order to meet those healthcare needs of the least among us.
That audio from KNOP News, where according to the state treasurer, they say that as of right now, for the statewide Nebraska Medicaid program, that for every dollar that is spent into Medicaid, the federal government reimburses roughly 70 cents. They say if the government starts paying less on that percentage, the state would have to compensate and pay more, which they say could cost several $100 million.
Saving money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles on sale now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday in Blue Rapids and held a public hearing to consider a proposed mill levy that would exceed the revenue neutral rate, an increase of 2.602 to 47.509 mills is proposed. After cuts at the last meeting that brought the increase down from a 3.176 mill increase. Washington County Commissioners met Monday with ambulance services as they consider options for countywide ambulance service. Nemahal County Commissioners approved a 25% match toward a $13,000 state and federal grant that would provide weather radios for distribution to local residents. Population figures for commissioner districts were reviewed. No changes will be made at this time. Kansas Department of Agriculture will host an animal health workshop August 13th in Seneca that will be open to the public. A roadwork project set to resume this week on U.S. Highway 77 in southeast Nebraska. Chip seal on the main line and shoulders from Beatrice to Princeton will continue through August with lane closures and a 12-foot width restriction in effect. Kansas Department of Transportation has approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including siding work on U.S. 75, U.S. 36, and K-9 in Nemahal, Brown, Jackson, Donovan, and Atchison counties, a $1.5 million project. Marshall County Fair continues today. Live reports with pre-fair comments from the 4-H kids throughout the day. Max Blasky and Maddox O'Toole are reporting live this afternoon. The fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public this evening at 5, and the livestock auction this evening begins at 7. Check-in today set for the Gage County Fair from 10 to 2 with livestock noon to 7, the annual Ag Appreciation Barbecue this evening, 5 until 7, and the Jayhusker Auto Club will host a classic car show. Activities on the fairgrounds in Beatrice continue through Sunday. Your news on your time. Podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available on our website at KNDYradio.com as well as our social media. Rita M. Kramer, age 89, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30, at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort, with a visitation Sunday at 5 at the church. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Rita Kramer. Robert E. Bob Chase, age 71, of Liberty, passed away on Thursday. Celebration of life service is planned August 3rd from 2 until 5 p.m. at his home. Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bob Chase. Terry Ekstrom, age 66, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Terry Ekstrom. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey and Swiss sandwich, strawberry spinach salad, a melon, and cookie. Tomorrow, Ritz chicken, rice, peas, and pearl onions, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Wednesday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers continue off and on throughout Thursday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. And more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Off and on showers mixing throughout Friday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. And more rain may continue early Friday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. And even warmer throughout Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 109, the average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:17. Wide-ranging rainfall amounts Monday afternoon and early evening. We scored almost another inch here at studios in Marysville. Points south of US 36, if they got much, not a lot. Inch and a half was the range over in Washington County, as much as 2.5 inches mid-afternoon in southern Gage County prompted some flash flood warnings for a short time. Flooding this hour still a problem out west of Salina. There's still lingering thunderstorms that have gone on all night long. That mainly in a band west of Salina, then extends north and northwest up north of Russell, up towards Stockton's parts of those areas are still under a flood warning here this morning. It's 72 degrees with a cloudy overcast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 22nd of July. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Good morning. This is Chris Lewis. The Phillies, they beat the Red Sox in a fashion that hasn't been done in Major League Baseball in over 50 years.
Sosa saying he caught the glove. It would be catcher's interference, and this game would be over.
Catcher's interference on the play.
They are going to go to review.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. There is catcher's interference. Batters awarded first base.
Game over on catcher's interference. Marsh will score. Sosa trots down to first. Everybody touches the bag. The Phillies spill out of the dugout. They walk it off in the most unusual fashion that you're going to see. Phillies win it 3-2.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP. So how unusual? The Phillies are the first team to win on a catcher's interference since the Dodgers did it in 1971. Against the Reds. For the Red Sox, their ninth walk-off loss this season, most in baseball. The Blue Jays increased their home winning streak to 11 games. It is the longest in franchise history. They beat the Yankees 4-1. Meanwhile, the Brewers keep on rolling.
And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 95. On the outside edge, Moore went after it, came up empty, and the Brewers have won 11 in a row. The best record in baseball belongs to Milwaukee.
620 WTMJ. So the Brewers, the longest active streak in the Bigs, 11 straight. It's the second longest streak by any team this season behind the Twins with 13. NBA news. Free agent point guard Chris Paul has agreed to a deal to return to the Los Angeles Clippers for his 21st season.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed, you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus. Get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July starts Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Two major stock averages ride into Tuesday trading on the backs of new records. The S&P gained 0.14% Monday, the NASDAQ 0.4%, both finishing the session with their highest closes ever. The Dow Jones ended the day essentially where it started. Biotech giant AstraZeneca plans to invest $50 billion in its U.S. manufacturing and research capabilities by 2030. The cornerstone would be a new multi-billion dollar facility in Virginia producing the company's as yet unnamed pill for obesity. Coincidentally, a major Swiss confectionery has raised its forecast for sales growth for 2025. The company behind Lindt Chocolates now expects sales to jump between 9 and 11% this year. Southwest Airlines' signature open seating system is nearly gone. Customers can start buying assigned seats next week for flights in January and beyond, making the airline born on the back of a cocktail napkin in 1966, pretty much like all the others. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Cattle prices are on the rise, driven by tighter supplies, strong consumer demand, and ongoing herd contraction across the U.S. With fewer cattle on feed and reduced slaughter numbers, the market is reacting to limited availability, pushing prices higher as packers compete for inventory. Larry Steckline with the Steckline Report with the latest.
USDA, they keep fooling around with different things, and as they fool around, it either helps or hurts the price of our livestock, grains here in the United States. But one of the things that I think it helps is when they stop cattle imports from Mexico. You know, we had been halted for at least a month or two for some disease problems. They opened up the borders just a week or so ago and then closed them again. Why this time? Secretary of Agriculture says they closed the border due to movement northward of the new world screwworm. So, it's closed again. Needless to say, you would think common sense would tell you that if we've got the border closed, less cattle coming, less competition, more opportunities for the price to rise. Well, the cattle market's hot, no doubt about that. Stockers and feeders around the country in the $4 range, it's just amazing what's going on with those calves and yearlings. But where will it all end? Evidently, not as quickly as it has in the past. In the past, farmers have taken advantage of higher prices by increasing numbers. Doesn't look like we're doing it this time, or at least to where we can tell that it's happening. It probably is some, but we just haven't nailed it down yet. In any event, folks, this old cattle market's strong. It's going to stay strong through the year, and we're looking at next year maybe starting to tone back a little bit, but not very much. Thanks for being with us.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Chevy Lynn Vasky. Weeds are still a concern and issue for many grain sorghum and soybean growers in Kansas. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses control measures for managing weeds. She explains herbicide labeling and application options for Palmer amaranth and grain sorghum.
Herbicide labels are going to kind of cut off application rates at 4-inch pigweeds. And for a frame of reference for our listeners, 4 inches is roughly the size of a can of Diet Coke. That can give you a frame of reference. But really, for things like AIM in particular, like probably less than 4 inches is better. Husky, you know, specifically says 4 inches on the label, but once again, probably smaller is better. And coverage, again, is going to be really important for that product, for those applications.
Time is running out to apply herbicides to soybeans, says Lancaster.
So as I drive around the state, I am seeing more soybean fields than I would like that have not had post-emergent herbicide applications. One of the things that I'm noticing in my research plots is that my kind of late group 3, early group 4 soybeans are starting to flower, which means we're approaching application cutoff times for, especially in particular, glufosinate-based herbicides like Liberty and Liberty Ultra. So we're kind of at crunch time here for a lot of our products. So that's something to think about, is that we're about to run out of time to make those applications on label for our soybean products.
Temperatures can have a significant impact on herbicide drift symptoms.
questions that we've had and conversations that we've had related to heat and humidity is that we had kind of a, to me, it seemed like a late long spring this year. We got these really high temperatures later than normal this year. And so what we had is we had plants that were maybe water stressed from too much water, hadn't been exposed to super high heat. We're thinking we're potentially seeing more drift issues because of these relatively sensitive plants being in these high humidity environments and just kind of setting us up for seeing more drift symptomology from contact herbicides.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with what she is seeing in Kansas grain sorghum and soybean fields. Find the chemical control that is best for the weeds by using the Chemical Weed Control Guide that can be found at www.bookstore.ksre.k-state.edu. Also, check out eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Chevy Lynn Vasky, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It is a year-round staple in most households and ranks as America's favorite condiment. Here's a hint, it's not red or yellow. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 22nd, the 203rd day of the year. Game show host Alex Trebek was born on this day in 1940. If the answer is the condiment Americans eat more than any other, the question is, what is mayonnaise? But as much as we love it on our BLTs and potato salad, America is second in the world for mayo consumption. Russia consumes the most, with the average Russian eating about 11 pounds per year. In Europe, they dip their fries in mayo, and the Japanese put it on almost anything, even pizza. It takes true American ingenuity, though, to put mayonnaise to practical everyday use. Try using it to rub out water stains from wood furniture or loosen up tar and bugs stuck to your car bumper. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Wrapping up a busy several days at the Marshall County Fair, we'll continue with reports, including 4-H pre-fair interviews throughout the day. Max Blasky and Maddox O'Toole this afternoon have results and other reports from the fair. Susie Latta, Marshall County Extension Agent, has certainly been busy. She comments on the activity of the 4-H kids and families in Marshall County.
I really applaud the 4-H families that join 4-H, and neither the mom or the dad have been involved in 4-H because, you know, it's something new. It's way different, you know, and there's a 4-H way, and there's just the things that 4-H families just assume everybody just knows. And so I just appreciate those families that are willing to give 4-H a try and ask questions and learn by doing as well.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Anybody between the ages of 7 and 19 can be in 4-H. Of course, we'll take most Marshall County 4-H'ers. We don't really have too many from the other counties. If you're from another county, you'll want to go to your local county extension office and find out more about their programs. But we have 9 clubs located all over Marshall County. So once again, find out, you know, who in your kid's class is in 4-H, you know, maybe sign them up for that club or find out a club that's convenient to where you live so you don't have to drive 30 miles to a 4-H meeting. But just stop by the Marshall County Extension office. We're glad to give you names of leaders and clubs. And, you know, we encourage you to go check out different clubs. Just because you go one time to a club doesn't mean you have to join. You can go and check out lots of different clubs and see what's the best fit for you. October is when the 4-H year starts, so that's the best year to sign up. And the 4-H year goes from October 1st to September 30. So just encourage you, if you have any interest at all, to give us a call at the Extension office, and we're glad to walk you through it and let you know what you need to do to help you be successful.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business, and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Well, Mother Nature took the weather forecasters for a turn yesterday. They had said hot and humid. It indeed was humid with scattered rain showers throughout the day and early evening, and much cooler temperatures with the overcast. We'll start the day at overcast and 72 degrees, forecast highs into the 90s. They are still talking hot and humid conditions along the way this week. They've kind of backed off the high temperatures. We wound up with almost another inch of rain. A lot of it came late afternoon yesterday, mid-afternoon yesterday. Inch and a half was a range over toward Washington County. Get south of US 36, not much, if anything. They got some of the later showers. As much as 2.5 inches, parts of Gage County prompted flash flood warnings early afternoon.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the basketball season is heating up right around the corner as the Kansas Jayhawks women's basketball team has officially announced their upcoming schedule for the season of 2025 and 2026, announcing they will be playing more than a 12-game non-conference schedule for the upcoming season, with the head coach, Brandon Schneider, saying, quote, "We feel very good about the quality of our non-conference schedule. The strength and mixture of our home, away, and neutral site games will prepare us for the always challenging Big 12 slate." Is on their social media, they have released their latest promotional video talking about the successes and what they're looking forward to in the upcoming season.
This Kansas team is really good in transition.
The defense of Kansas, that was so impressive. Shooting was top notch.
Kansas is just continuing to create more opportunities for themselves on the offensive glass.
Nice, clean basketball execution by Coach Brandon and the Kansas Jayhawks.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team advances for a second straight year to the State AA Legion Tournament in Hiawatha. Top seed in the zone tournament at Smith Center, Marysville took the title in 3 games. The championship game with Smith Center was suspended Saturday on account of weather and resumed Sunday with Marysville winning. Marysville's top seed in the state tournament with a 19-6 record and will face host Hiawatha 11-14. Friday evening at 7 in first-round play. Second seed Iola meets 7th seed Smith County. 3 and 6 seeds Seneca and Colby match up with 4-5 seeds Norton and Garnett as well Friday. Play continues Saturday in the double elimination tournament. If Marysville wins first round, they play again Saturday at 1. If they lose, they drop an 8 a.m. start Saturday. Catch the games broadcast live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile app. Marysville Junior Legion team finished fourth at state with a 17-13 slugfest loss to Pittsburgh as the juniors finished the season 13-9.
Colonial Acres can't wait to see the awesome 4-H exhibits and demonstrations at the Richardson County 4-H Fair starting July 20th. Show your support for the 4-H and enjoy the pedal tractor pull, Ag Olympics, and great barbecue. See you there. From Colonial Acres in Humboldt, caring is what we do best. Family Fair hopes listeners will show their support for the 4-H students at the Richardson County 4-H Fair starting July 20th. Come see the great exhibits and enjoy the barbecue, pedal tractor pull, Ag Olympics, and more. From Family Fair in Falls City, see our website for rewards and digital coupons.
KNDY.